Hey there, and welcome to another episode of the English with Spirit podcast. Today, I'm going to share with you 15 common phrasal verbs often used in American English, but you will also hear them in British English. So without further ado, let's kick off with this episode. The first phrasal verb that I have is to wind up, and this means to find yourself in an unexpected and unusually unpleasant situation, especially as a result of what you do. It basically means to end up in a particular way, place, or situation. So the main meaning is to end up in a particular place. For example, she refused to go to the doctor until she wound up in a hospital and was diagnosed with pneumonia. If he keeps doing stuff like that, he's going to wind up in prison. If you keep procrastinating and not starting, you will wind up flunking all your tests. The next informal expression, or phrasal verbs, is to wrap up. This has several meanings, but in this context it means to complete or finish something. For example, it's getting late, let's quickly wrap up this project. Or the boss could say, okay everyone, before we wrap up this meeting, I'd like to say that tomorrow we'll have some potential customers and I want all of you to give them a red carpet treatment. You can also say that's a wrap, and this is used for showing that you have finished something. It's often used to indicate the ending of the filming of a video, television, movie scene or show, but not always. For example, someone could say, after 6 months of filming, the actors cheered when the director said, that's a wrap. The next phrasal verb is to wipe out, and this has two meanings. The first of all is if you wipe out something such as a place or a group of people or animals, it means that you completely ruin or destroy it. For example, the villagers were completely wiped out by the floods. The indigenous population was completely wiped out by the rapid spread of new diseases. This means that they were completely destroyed or ruined. It can also mean to kill a large number of people or animals. For example, studies have found that humanity has wiped out 60% of animal populations since 1970. Many animals were wiped out because of the fires. The next phrasal verb is to break out. And this has several meanings. The first of all is if something dangerous or unpleasant breaks out, it suddenly starts. It can be a war, a disease, a virus, pandemic, etc. For example, fires in Australia broke out at the beginning of the year 2020. A deadly virus broke out at the end of 2019, which is coronavirus. To break out can also mean to escape from a place or a situation. You'll often hear it in a criminal context if, for example, prisoners break out from their jails. For example, two prisoners broke out from the prison last week. Pasoka broke out from the reformatory. This means that they escaped. And the last meaning is to suddenly begin to have a rash or spots on the skin, maybe pimples or acne. Basically, it means to become inflamed or affected by spots that you can see that your skin broke out. For example, many teenagers experience breakouts. You can also use the noun. Or sometimes stress can make you break out and have pimples like acne. The next phrasal verb is to get by. And this means to be able to live or deal with a situation with difficulty, usually by just having enough of something you need, such as money. You will often hear it's most used with money, but it can be other things too. It just basically means to be barely able to survive. For example, ever since my husband lost his job, we have been just getting by. I don't know how the family is getting by when none of the adults have a job. To get by can also mean to perform just well enough to not to fail, to satisfy the minimum requirements. For example, I was failing geometry, but managed to get by with a D. And the last example, I wasn't a good student in high school. I just got by with C's and D's. And it also has a third meaning, which is to go unnoticed or ignored by someone. For example, the mistake got by the editor, but the professor caught it. The drug dealer failed to get the drugs by the inspector. Therefore, he was arrested after the inspector found the drugs. The next phrasal verb is to blow off. And this means to ignore or intentionally avoid a person, a planned event, or responsibility. For example, blow off her comments. She's just jealous of you and only wants to bring you down. Tom and I were supposed to go on a date tonight, but he totally blew me off. This means that he avoided that plan and he never showed up. And the last example, I blew off my appointment with the doctor because I was feeling better. To blow off can also mean to treat something or someone as if that thing or person were not important. For example, I blew off work today and went to the bar. I blew off schoolwork and that's why I flunked all my tests. To blow off can also mean to fail to attend classes. For example, in high school, he used to blow off class constantly. The next phrase of verb is to freak out, and this means to become or cause someone to become extremely emotional or to lose control of their emotions. You can freak out in several situations. When you are extremely upset, for example, he freaked out when he heard that his daughter had a car accident and was in coma at the hospital. It can mean that you're extremely surprised. For example, he totally freaked out when he found out that he won the lottery. It can also mean that you are extremely angry. For example, the mother freaked out when she saw the mess her children had made. And it can also mean to be extremely confused. For example, he freaked out when he woke up from the surgery and realized he had been in an accident. So freak out can mean that you are extremely upset, extremely angry, extremely confused, or extremely surprised. So it can be either good or bad. But anyway, let's move on to the next phrasal verb. The next phrasal verb is to drop out of something. And this means to not do something that you were going to do, or to stop doing something before you have completely finished it. For example, he dropped out of the marathon after the 20th kilometer. He dropped out of school at the age of 16. I dropped out of the English course because it was becoming boring. The next phrasal verb is to check in with yourself. And this means to ask yourself what you need right now or how are you feeling. For example, sometimes we're so busy trying to please others and to make them happy, trying to meet their needs, that we totally neglect ourselves. That's why it's important to constantly come back to ourselves and not get carried away by our thoughts and anxieties. A great way to check in with yourself is through meditation and ask yourself questions. The next phrasal verb is to chip in or to pitch in. The basic meaning is to contribute. Many people say that there's a difference between chip in and pitch in. Is that chip in is like to contribute with money, whereas pitch in can mean that you contribute by helping or by joining something helpful such as a task or activity. However, it's also said that these two phrasal verbs can be used interchangeably, so it's totally up to you. Here are some examples. If we all pitch in, we can finish today. This means if we all help or join this helpful activity. We all need to pitch in if we want to finish this project today. Instead of all buying small gifts, why don't we all chip in and buy him a big present? We all chipped in and bought flowers for the secretaries. The next phrasal verb is to bum out, and this comes from the slang term bummer, which means disappointment. If you bum someone out, it means to make someone feel sad or disappointed. For example, the news always bums me out. When I decided to go to another state to study, it really bummed out my mom. This means it disappointed her or it made her feel sad. You can also say that you are bummed out, which means to be disappointed or sad. This would be the adjective. For example, I was pretty bummed out because we had to cancel our trip to Europe. She was really bummed out that the concert was called off. The next phrasal verb is to chicken out. A chicken refers to a coward person. So to chicken out means to decide to not to do something that you were intending or you said you would do because you're too afraid or frightened. For example, I was going to go bungee jumping, but I chickened out. He was going to ask that chick out, but he chickened out because he was afraid of being turned down. The next phrasal verb is to do without something. And if you do without something, you are able to survive, continue, or succeed, although you don't have that thing. For example, I could do without a car living in Chicago. I can easily take the subway and other public transport means. We're out of milk, so we'll have to do without at least until Monday when I go to the grocery shop. It can also mean that you would prefer to not have a particular thing because it's annoying or it's causing you problems. For example, I could do without your complaining first thing in the morning. And the last example, I could do without the hassle and red tape that needs to be involved when moving. This means it's annoying or it's causing me problems. The next phrase or verb is to fill someone in. Although it has several meanings, the most common one, or the one you will often hear, is to provide information or details or to inform someone about something. Basically, to tell someone the details about something or someone. For example, fill me in. What happened at the party last night? This means that person is asking the other person to tell them the information, the details. Another example, can someone please fill me in? I don't understand anything of what you're talking about. Did someone fill you in about the new project? My secretary will fill you in with on all the details. The next phrase or verb is do you happen? And this is used for asking someone politely when you're speaking. It's another way of saying could you, but it's more polite. For example, do you happen to have a pen I can borrow? Do you happen to know where the street Michelson is? You can also use do you happen when something happens or is done totally by chance, basically to occur by chance without you planning it or intending to do so. For example, if you happen to see your parents, tell them I said hi. I just happened to see your sale sign as I was driving by your house. I didn't know you wanted to sell the house. I happened to be asleep when you called me. This means it was by chance that I was asleep. I didn't intend to be asleep. And the last example, I happened to come across this book I think you would like. The next phrase or verb is to run something by someone. And this means to tell someone about an idea or plan so that they can give you their opinion. For example, I have an idea I'd like to run by you. I don't hear you. Please run that by me again. I have to run this plan by my boss before I can even start it. And the last phrase or verb for today is to come along. And this means to advance or to improve or making progress. For example, someone could ask you, how's your project you told me about last month coming along? This means how is it making progress or improving? Another example, how's the house in Mirasón coming along? How's your business coming along? And you could reply, it's coming along pretty well. We're just starting to get this off the ground. And this is everything that I have for today. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye! Thank you for listening!